Welcome back to BSBC's News. Today, we're going to talk about the actual Sri Lankan crisis in which parents are forced to make hard choices regarding their children's education. One of us is currently in Sri Lanka to interview a family, but before that, we will explain the economic context and the country's global situation.
Yes, indeed. For the past few years in Sri Lanka, prices went through the roof. The country's foreign debt exceeds $51 billion, of which 27 must be repaid by 2027. According to the Sri Lankan government, inflation is running at more than 50%. Sri Lankan rupee got its value divided by 2 in less than a month. Nowadays, 10,000 rupees is worth 26 euros, which is extremely low. On average, a single person's estimated monthly costs are at around 120,000 rupees. But the average monthly net salary is only at 56,000, so you can clearly see the problem here. But the thing is that there are many factors. Many prices have gone up, such as water, gas, electricity, meat, rice, fruits, food in general, but also...
All right, Liam. Anyways, the severe economic crisis led to serious issues in the country. While school is free in Sri Lanka, meals are not provided. When you add in the cost of uniforms and transport, education is a luxury most parents can no longer afford. As a result, due to inflation, families have to choose which one of their kids is going to school or doing a job in order to earn more money for the family. A member of our radio's crew is right now in Sri Lanka, and he is going to interview a Sri Lankan teenage girl so that we can get more details. Do you hear us, Clemen?
I can indeed hear you, Ilona. We're currently in a small neighborhood in Colombo, the economic capital of Sri Lanka. I am here today with this teenager whose family is affected by this child working crisis. Now, first of all, could you tell us what you're doing? Are you the one child that goes to school, or are you suffering the intense pressure of a job?
Well, yes, I'm going to school, but I don't really feel worthy about that because my little sister has to work since we don't earn enough money to pay school for two children. It's so expensive, the uniforms, the shoes, and my little sister is growing up so fast that my mom can't buy a new uniform for her.
Would you mind explaining what is she doing exactly?
She doesn't work every day, but when she does, she works in the tea plantation. It's a great job for Sri Lankan children. And the conditions are not the best. They are exposed to the sun all day, and it's so exhausting. She is a little girl and feels so guilty, but there are no solutions.
And you, what's your opinion about this?
I think that all parents shouldn't have to choose who is going to school. Everybody should be able to go to school, especially our new generation. The government is not doing anything.
Even though this isn't the brightest situation right now, do you think there is a way to get things back to normal?
I don't think so. If there is, it will be in many years. Like I said, the government can't manage the situation, so charity does. But unfortunately, it's not enough. They can help around 200 children per day with buses or some meals, but we still need money for our world books and family meals, because if we are at school, we're not working, so we earn money. That's a vicious cycle, and I hope that the government is going to wake up about the situation and figure it out.
I hope to. Thank you very much for your time and patience. A word to say back in the studio?
The current situation is tough. The Central Bank of Sri Lanka said that the country's economy is plagued by the worst ever crisis since independence. That has plagued the island nation since early 2022, but apparently the country's economy is expected to recover gradually from the second half of this year. And that concludes today's new report. Thanks for listening and for your attention. See you soon for a new program. Take care.